Whoa. Hey, I got you. Look at us, falling a bit less rapidly now. Don't worry. I'm not going to drop you. You're safe. Not going nearly as fast now. I'd say a probability of death much lower. Like us, right now, look. Much lower. To the ground, I mean. comedic relief was never really my strong suit. Here we go. Back to the first level. Ground level. Oh, you're shaking. Look at me. Look at me. Listen to me. You're okay. You're okay. Okay. Here, come over here into this shop with me. It's okay. I know the owner. Hey, Cleo. Mind if I close up the shop for a second? Oh, please. It'll only be a minute. Hey, man, I owe you one. Let's go back over to this booth, away from the AC. Are you okay to sit? Okay, good. So, why were you falling? Did someone push you, or did you... Okay, I'm just making sure. You didn't see who pushed you? Or you're afraid to say their name? Wait a second. Aren't you that big shot's daughter? He seems like a real piece of work. Real scumbag politician type, if you ask me. No kidding. He's the one who pushed you? Talk about messed up home life. Looks like you've adopted a better sense of humor now that you're back among the land of the living. So you're probably still in danger then, right? Look, it's none of my business. Well, I mean, I guess it sort of is, because I saved you when you were supposed to die. Anyway, but I've got a safe place. I know some people. Lots of people, actually. I mean, living the life of a hero, sure, you make lots of enemies. And I mean, a lot. But you make some pretty great connections and friends along the way, too. I know people who would let you in. Change your identity. Change your hair, your name, your everything. You could start a new life. I'm not sure if they saw that I rescued you. I mean, to them, you could be dead. What do you think? Well, yeah, going back would probably not be the best idea. I mean, unless you're looking for the nearest train to die. Here, you've got something on your cheek. Tiny bits of broken glass. Did it cut you? One second. Hey, Cleo, you got some bandages? Behind the counter? Let me see if I can... Yep. Nice. First try. This spider silk comes in handy. I mean, not, like that. I mean, I hardly ever have to get up if I'm comfy, you know? TV remote's over there. I can just... And it's... Anyway, here, let me put some bandages on for you. Do you mind? Can I touch you? Okay. I'm sorry if this hurts. I'll be as gentle as I can. Dang, You're one tough cookie. How old are you, anyway?
No way. Me too.
You looked younger. I thought maybe...
Well, never mind. That's really cool.
We might have more in common than I thought then.
There.
All better?
Well, that's as far as my medical skills stretch. Most of the time, I do more damage than healing.
Whoa. Up this close, I can really see you. It was dark when I caught you. I didn't realize your eyes were this...
I guess we should probably get going. Cleo's probably pretty irritated at this point. Here, wear this hat.
Nah, he won't mind. I'll pay him back later. Thanks, Cleo, we're heading out.
Okay, I'll turn the sign back on.
Here, let's head out the back way.
Here you go.
No problem.
Hey, what did you say your name was again?
Oh, that's pretty.
Look, I'm gonna write down an address for you. It's just a couple blocks up. A safe place for you. My shift is still going for the night, and I won't be done for a while, but after, I'll come see you.
Okay.
Stick to the sidewalks and tell them I sent you. I'll be over as soon as I can, pretty girl.
Oh, that was so stupid. Well, I am gonna throw myself up this alleyway and out of here.
Don't wait up.